Splinters of Jade grapples with mature and sensitive topics, which could be triggering for some listeners. There may be scenes ranging from the use of drugs or alcohol, suicide, and forced marriages, to violence, body horror, gore, and the dehumanization of certain castes, classes, or nations of people. Please see the show notes for episode details. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game actual play podcast. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey.
It felt like an overwhelming apple.
Kunigaru is played by Buell Richardson.
You seem to be very calm when everyone else is losing their heads.
Kitsuki Akira is played by Steve Lanslow Bartolome.
I've got some bad news of your own. My own.
And Yogo Sojibo is played by Brent Thorson.
Are my Shugenja senses tingling?
Now, on with our show. Back in the market, Kunigaru is looking around, and there's confusion and fear running through the people there.
I'll walk up and everyone calm down.
Are you using your voice of authority skill there?
Yes.
All right. So they're all going to be like vigilance one, because they're all basic villagers. Some of the merchants are going to be vigilance two. And everybody's pretty much freaking out.
So I'm going to have to be command.
Yep.
I'm going to reason with them.
Using their earth.
Earth. And as I can get up to, so I'm right now targeting basically, like, whoever seems to be the head merchant. And then, since I can go up to my glory and additional, as long as I succeed, then I will basically tag four more, because I have a glory 48, so that means four ranks of glory, four more to get, have them try to calm their people down. So I'm going to make the roll, then I'll do what my statement is. That is two successes. So it's everyone calm down. The panicking is not going to help us. We need to stay calm and figure out what is going on. If you panic, you will start killing people unintentionally.
You get through to them pretty easily. And the merchants just kind of sit back into their booths and are talking to those nearby.
Just relax. The magistrate up there is taking care of us. He's going to make sure we're okay.
And while I'm sitting here, I'm scanning the crowd, looking for anyone that looks out of place. So it's where people were freaking out and trying, this person would be calm.
One of the merchants specifically has appeared fairly calm. This one is selling little wooden knickknacks.
I'm going to go over to the merchant, and as I'm walking over to him, take a quick scan of the stall, seeing if there's anything else that is out of place. Is anything with the stall?
Just
it's a bunch of little wooden toys. He's sitting there, been carving on a little block the entire time.
I'm not trying to be quiet as I come up to him. I'm going to see, though, if he reacts to me. So maybe he's deaf, which is why he's hasn't, well, he's been calm. It's a possibility.
He doesn't look up. What can I do for you, Samurai-sama?
You seem to be very calm when everyone else is losing their heads.
It's an advantage of age.
How old does this guy look?
He looked pretty old and wrinkled. He has not looked up at you at all.
So, another advantage of age, I understand, is you know what's going on around. Did you hear anything odd? Or sense anything odd?
Well, I hear plenty. I heard you go to the vegetable merchant earlier, and I heard the group of crane walk through town.
A group of crane?
Oh, it sounded like there was 4 or 5 of them. They make a lot of noise with the sound of their kimonos.
Did you hear anything they said?
They were talking about how someone was dead and been replaced. They were trying to be quiet, but I was able to hear them. There's little that goes on in this market that I don't hear about.
Really? So tell me what else has gone on in this market that is of interest.
The fact that you overpaid those cucumbers was quite interesting. It tells me that money is of no object to you.
Or that I like cucumbers.
But you don't smell of cucumbers anymore.
True.
You know somebody that likes cucumbers.
But I am a samurai. So technically, money is not of true interest. For my lord provides what I need. All right, the money is for things that are outside of what my lord would typically provide.
Well, it's been a bit of a slow sale day today. I should focus in on my carving. Well, I did hear something. I heard a person fall on the ground. And
how far away? Your ears seem to be very acute.
It was a bit distant and between buildings. Which direction? He nudges with his head off to his right. I'd say about 2, maybe 3 buildings down.
I thank you, kind father. And I will head in the direction that he pointed with his head. See if I can find where this body supposedly fell.
It's easy to find because the body's still there. And they're face down in the dirt. You don't see any blood. You don't see any marks at first glance.
So he's face down. What garb?
Peasant garb, but has the tambomon on them, signifying that they are working for that house.
I look around. Nope, no seeing.
the face is looking like it's trying to scream. The eyes are bloodshot. The mouth is open. And their face is a gray, ashen color.
Does it look like anything that I know off the top of my head that would do this?
Not off the top of your head. You may roll a theology void or theology air or theology fire to get a better idea as to what happened. You can also do the same with medicine.
It's the same set of dice any which way to look at it. So, I'm going... Can I make two different rolls? Basically, initially looking through medicine-wise.
Yes.
Checking them for that. Then theology for...
But your options are water, air, or void, which and what you chose would determine what I tell you.
So with medicine, I'd probably go water for surveying. And let's see. I'm going to keep that success. That's exploding success.
And you get a void point, by the way.
That will be two successes and an advantage. Like I said, that was I'm surveying using medicine.
All right. The face itself looks similar to the corpses that were strangled. In the fact that the eyes are bloodshot, but you don't see any ligature marks.
So
your theory right now with that
is a strangulation of some sort, but it's from an internal strangulation. So now I'm going to do a theology, a sense, or I'm sensing, trying to sense for the Kami having been induced to do so. A void. Wow, that will be one success. Yeah, four dice. Both of the black are blank. A blank on the white. And it's success on the white.
You can spend one of those void to reroll. If you wish.
Actually, you know what? Are we saying we have to roll all the dice or reroll the dice we want if I spend a void?
If you spend a void, it is a full reroll.
Okay, I will spend a void.
My house roll.
I'll spend a void. I will full reroll. Oh, nice! I will take that exploding success and an advantage. And so I have two successes and two advantages.
And how much strife did you create?
Zero.
Okay. So you can tell that something happened. You can't differentiate if it was acting as Kami or Kansen. But you know that something did this. You remember some, and I'm going to just say what your opportunity is here with this.
That's fine.
That's all right. You have, from some of your previous times, you, and especially your interaction with Kitsuki Akira, you know that the Kansen can affect the heart, but you figure they can probably affect the lungs and steal away a person's breath.
So, getting this, I am now going to commune with the spirits. I am going to try and call this gentleman's spirit to ask him what happened to him. Which is why I'm trying to make sure I get the proper role on this.
Theology void.
That's what I thought. And I believe it's a TN2.
One.
One.
Yeah, bonus successes give you bonus.
Let's see. We'll keep the exploiting success. We'll keep the success with the strife.
It's opportunities, yeah.
Well, three successes and a strife. So I place my hand over his forehead, and it's, may the spirit of this person who has passed please attend me so that I may know what you know, what has happened, how you came to be this way.
Suddenly the body appears to sit up, not the physical body, but a spiritual body sits up and goes, he looks around, the head spins around looking wildly.
Tell me what you can of what happened to you.
I was following the samurai, and suddenly my chest felt so tight. I felt like an overripe apple being crushed between a person's fingers.
I see. It is with deep regret that this has happened to you. Who were you following?
How many opportunities you get?
None. That's why it's like, if you answer, I had three successes and a strife.
I was sent for dying.
And he fades away.
Then I will say a short prayer over his body, place him in a more peaceful state, and I don't give a damn who sees me. I'm crap. I'm kidding.
So Kitsuki Akira's looking at the bloody mess of a room where Daidoji Sen has been torn into five separate parts, and a large footprint appears to have crushed the rib cage.
Why is this never easy? Okay, Wakizashi is now out. And continue looking around the room.
The walls themselves creak as you are walking around, even just within turning. The air feels cold.
Feels cold, huh? Okay. Bend down. Check the body. Is the body cold as well?
The body almost feels like it's burning to your touch. As you breathe out, a cloud of mist forms in the air.
Okay, not good. I'm not fully equipped to deal with this supernatural stuff, so back out of the room.
Backing out?
Yes.
All right. Once you're outside the room, you turn around, and you're still in the room, facing the body once more.
Oh, crap. Okay. Try another way. Turn around. Is it still
the room that you turn to face? Is the room you're in? Yogo Sojibo's walking towards the meditation garden. A tingle forms on the back of his neck, just
feeling like something is off at the jade tree within the meditation garden. You can see the imprint of where the large figure of Kasuga 10 once sat. You can see his footprints in the rocks as he left. But he is nowhere to be found within the garden.
Okay. I'm going to commune with the spirits of the jade tree.
All right. With this being the meditation garden, you do get to keep an extra die.
Cool.
It's a sacred location.
Yeah. Oh, right. It's kind of useless. Yep. Okay. It's like 5 successes. Honorable spirits of jade, I have a great fear that servants of the shadow of Jigoku are nearby. Can you tell me where they are?
I cannot see all parts of this land. Jigoku is not in here since your friend left with the rods of evil. There is a hole leading to another realm. The realm of Gakido.
Gakido? Bet you didn't see that one coming. Let's hope the magistrates can get out of this one intact. Or at least not omnomed. Now, for a few reminders and changes to community events coming up. We are still doing our charity tournament on October 26th for the Linwood Washington Food Bank. Please join us if you're in the area. The Roku Con Kickstarter has been delayed and now will start on September 4th. So be ready this Wednesday. Now let us find out if they can keep the hungry dead out of Ingeto.
Please explain to your viewers and player that doesn't quite remember what Gakido, the realm of Gakido is.
Gakido in its simplest form is the realm of the hungry dead. It is a realm of punishment for those who've lived selfishly and dishonorably. Gaki are a type of spirit and they feed their hunger. In Japan, there are different types of Gaki, ones that eat human flesh, ones that eat shit, ones that eat refuse, so depending on the sins that the person had in their life. Gakido is close to Jigoku, and some of the Gaki within Gakido can become tainted.
Okay. Little bit of relief there. I will now start hunting for Gaki. I'll have my arm on my my hand on my kunai and shuriken and start. I don't even know. They're not even responded to Jade, are they, unless they're tainted?
Only if they're tainted.
Yeah. All right, cool. I will start searching the castle for any signs.
As you're walking down the hallway, you see a doorway that's been broken in. A few steps in, you see Kitsuki Akira just standing there with a body that has been torn apart, strewn across the room.
Kitsuki!
He stands there silently.
Are my Shugenja senses tingling?
Your Shugenja senses are tingling to the max.
They've been tingling for a while now.
Having my grasp of Earth Ofuda kind of out, ready to place on something, I kind of go in, grab Kitsuki by the shoulder, kind of shake him.
And at this point, he notices you're there. You can feel that his body feels hot to the touch, but the air around you feels as though it has dropped drastically in temperature.
Huh. Yoko-kun.
So I'm going to go ahead and see if I can't, like, would this be a met theology check to analyze his condition?
Whose condition?
Kitsuki's.
I mean, he seems fine to you, other than being very hot.
So, would you like the good news or the bad news or the annoying news first?
I think I know the bad news, but give me the good news first.
Good news, it's not Jigoku.
That was the annoying news. What's the good news?
No, the annoying news is Kuni is trapped outside and they won't let him in.
And the bad news?
The bad news is we're dealing with hungry dead.
Well, I've got some bad news of your own. Of my own.
Excellent. Why is this body all over the place?
Look behind you.
I look behind me.
You can see Kitsuki standing in a room with the body strewn apart in front of him.
Oh, wonderful.
Congratulations, we're trapped here at the moment.
Uh-huh. I'm going to start looking for, like, wards and signs and stuff like that that may have trapped us in here.
You don't see any.
Hmm.
I theorized the spell might be centered on the body here of Sensan.
Wasn't he just alive, like, only an hour ago? Probably less than that.
Something like that, yes. I also found the body of Mao-san, strangled and cold, as if he has been dead for days.
And he was alive,
not more than an hour ago.
Okay. I was unsure if this may have been a fever dream or... let's see.
You hear the walls start to creak again. And one of the walls parts like it's a standard opening, creating a new door for you.
Well, ready to have some fun, Kitsuki?
Why do I not like your definition of fun?
I know, neither do I. Let's go.
Yes.
As you step through the doorway, the ground feels as though you're stepping into mud. A warm stink fills your nose.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You hear the steps of hundreds of feet off in the distance, coming from every direction. Behind you is just a door frame and nothing more.
Well, welcome to Gakido.
Yay.
As you walk through, there's trees bent in weird non-Euclidean forms, their branches devoid of anything that is living. A crow caws at you. Its skeletal form crackles apart as it falls to the ground.
This is not ominous at all.
No. This is fine.
Yeah, we keep telling ourselves that. Maybe we might believe it.
I'm going to go to the tree, snap a stick off, toss it in the air, and go where it leads.
And yes, that's a total ripoff of Yojimbo.
The stick lands straight up and down in the muck before slowly, ever so slowly, pointing to your left.
Well, as it lands, say, okay, either we go up or we go down. Oh, look, it's leaning. Let's go. Gonna start leading the way.
You start to see what looks like a building off in the distance. Possibly a small tea house that had once serviced those weary travelers on the road, but has now fallen into disrepair. As you approach, you can hear voices or something that could be voices from inside.
Open the door. Matron, sake, please. And I survey the room.
There are what could be people, or may have once been people. They are all feasting around tables. The food on the table is their own arms and legs ripped from their sides.
This may not be a good place for us to stay.
The heads face you, and they feebly either stand on one or two legs, or fall to the ground and begin crawling using one or two arms, gnawing and gnashing their teeth as they approach you.
Good news, Yogo-kun. I think we can outrun them. Close the door and start moving away.
Saki probably was corked anyways. Let's go!
Go ahead and roll a survival.
Oh, great.
Sorry. Actually, fitness.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
And it's going to be Earth.
Ooh, even better.
Uh-oh. Oh, great.
I'm not telling you the TN intentionally.
Okay, 2 success, 2 strife.
All right. I'm actually going to say this is going to be affecting your heart, too. So you're going to be gaining 3 more strife.
I think that's a reroll, not a...
Yeah, that's a reroll.
Yeah, reroll.
Okay, in that case, I fail. 2 opportunity. But I gain a void point.
Okay, so I got 3 successes, 1 2 successes, 1 exploding, and opportunity with 2 strife.
So Yogo Sojibo is easily able to run through the muck and keep away from the horde that has discovered them. Kitsuki Akira begins to run, but is tripped up and falls down the sludge and slime of the ground and earth coating him.
Ah, damn it.
Oh, crap. let's see.
The horde presses ever onward.
How far away is the horde, right, or the closest member of the horde?
It would be the equivalent of range 4, about 100 yards. That would be bow range. Range 3 is thrown, 2 spear, 1 sword, 0 touch.
No, no touch him, no touch him.
Bad touch, bad touch.
I need an adult.
You know what? Because I kind of want to get rid of it, and it is a risk. I am in earth stance. I am throwing my Ofuda at the closest one, the one with the grasp of earth on it. And I know Shuriken have a range of 3. But yes. But I'm using a kata that if I get an opportunity, I can increase the range band. So let's see if I can do it. So that's 2 successes, 2 opportunity. So it hits, it's got to make a TN fit 4 fitness check. And it's going to, so it's going to take 3 damage and from the supernatural damage. And let me check to see what the damage is on Shuriken's here. Sorry.
All right, can we go ahead and roll here?
And 2 damage from the shuriken. No, this is just 1.
So the ground cracks open and shards of stone rip apart the bodies in front of them. A fissure continues, though, from your Ofuda, tracing back to the 2 of you.
That did not...
And you fall into the crevasse, landing in a cold room with a body torn in pieces.
That did not work out too well.
Are we still trapped in this room?
I don't know. Have you tried going out the opening?
I'm trying to go out the opening.
Yes.
You step out and look around. And everything appears to be normal, save for the muck and grime coating your legs and the front of Kitsuki Akira.
Well, escaping Gakido with muck, I count as a success. All went according to plan.
You planned for that?
Yes.
Start stripping off my kimono, and for the listeners, there is a blackened handprint on Akira's chest, right over his heart. Yogo would have seen this before. It is where the Maho caster cast his spell and touched him.
Oh, right, that.
His damaged heart. Starts stripping off his kimono. I need a bath.
I think there's more. I think we're going to have to keep the kimono on, solve the mystery, then we can bathe.
I think I have a spare anyways.
Yes. I'm going to go ahead and... Yeah, I don't know. We should allow Kuni to come in.
Agreed.
And we need to find this hole to Gakido before it opens into...
I think we found it, or at least part of it.
Yes.
Back in the market, you finished analyzing the body. What is Kuniguru doing next?
Didn't get too much off of it, other than it seems to be a consen that possibly did this, which means that there's a Maho Sukai around. But where the Maho Sukai is another story. So I'm going to start heading back into the market, looking ever even closer at everything and everyone, paying attention to even the most minor detail. Anything that looks like it might be even an inkling of taint.
Well, bear in mind, you were at that pond for a couple hours.
Right. Yeah. I understand that. I'm just looking at it right now. Okay. We've got a body that was killed by what must have been possibly a consen because of strangulation. No ligature marks. When I based some of the spirit, he inhaled deeply. He was looking for someone. I'm trying to remember. Did he say who he was looking for again?
You got Dai, and then he disappeared.
It was Dai.
Die.
Well, he did die. But I don't think that's what he was saying. I'm going to go back to the trinket carver. If he's still there.
Oh, he's still there. Carving away.
Grandfather. I have some other small questions for you since you have such keen ears. The body dropping that you heard was a messenger from the palace, or from the castle, searching for, I'm not quite sure whom, but you say you heard some crane come through talking about someone who was not who they were supposed to be. Do you remember hearing any other crane come through?
Not that I recall. The only other people were that seemed out of place today were those unicorn.
Unicorn?
Yes. I could smell them. Well, I could smell their horses. They were walking through town. They went into the stall over...
And he points at the farmer?
They went to the farmer... Had a few questions, and then they were walking to another stall. It sounded like one of the ones with an internal shop. a building just one over.
I see. Thank you. And I will head to where he thinks I went.
Okay. Not questioning the farmer?
Actually, yeah, I'll go to the farmer first since I know he went there.
Back for more? Unfortunately, I don't have any more cucumbers.
No, but you have information.
Information?
Yes. I hear you were visited by some unicorn.
Yes. They were buying some celery and carrots and other vegetables for their horses.
When I was talking to the woodcarver, I got the impression that it wasn't just they were buying stuff, correct? Or
he didn't pay that much attention to it.
Where did they head after?
To the building right over there. I'm assuming they're stabling their horses there.
So he points to the stable?
He points to the building that the woodcarver had mentioned, corroborating it.
Yeah. So is it an inn or a stable?
It is an inn. So they do probably have a stable attached. As you go there, you come in and...
Actually, I'm going to head over, and if there's a stable attached, I'm going to first take a look at the horses.
They're standard unicorn horses.
Which are not standard Rokugan horses.
Yes, they're all equivalent war horses, basically. And they're eating a healthy supply of bok choy, carrots, celery...
Yeah, that's what I wanted to confirm, that they were typical. They were standard unicorn horses as opposed to ponies or battle maiden steeds.
Yeah.
So then I will go in.
You walk into the inn.
I look around. Don't see the unicorn on the ground floor, so I'm looking for the host or the innkeeper.
Yes, how can I help you?
I understand you rented room to a pair of unicorn.
Yes, the Shinjo, they're up on the second floor. The third and fifth rooms, they're next to each other.
Rooms 3 and 5, okay. Thank you. So then I will go up, come to the room number 3, tap on it.
No response.
I will walk over to 5. Tap on.
No response.
Are they regular doors or are they show?
They're shoji screens. You can slide them.
Which are regular doors.
Yeah, which are regular doors in this situation.
Yeah. So I will slide a little so I can see in.
You see a body laying on the ground.
Shit. Slide it fully open. And I initially started with my right. Went to see the body. I use my left. To slide it fully open, having my right sit on my wakizashi, because I need to draw it.
The body is of a Shinjo horseman. You see a sword partially drawn in his hand, but a small nick from that sword on their thigh, and a gigantic puddle of blood on the floor. As you look closer,
I'm seeing this from the doorway. I'm looking around, then I slowly step in.
As you look closer, you notice the steel of the blade is, well, if it were the first time you were seeing the steel, odd. But it is the same as the steel you have in your bag. Only now, it is fit and finished.
Mm-hmm.
Fingers of Jade is a work of fiction and is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games or Asmodee International. The music is used with permission from Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, or his website, DarrenCurtisMusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nyx Animalia. More of her art can be found on Etsy. Recording, editing, and sound design is by Bryn Thorson. Story is conceived by Chris Garvey. You can follow us on Twitter at SojPodRPG. That's at SojPodRPG. On Facebook at facebook.com/SojPodRPG and SojPodRPG.bpodbean.com. You can message us at SojPod@gmail.com and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/SojPodRPG to get exclusive episodes and extras. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Play, and your podcast player of choice. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you can't jade strike it, grasp it with Earth.